Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning.
Morning.
Body, Spirit, Cleanse, Spiritual Boost. I'm Lisa Thomas, also known as the Visionary for Women, standing in truth and transformation for all. Finder of the Mind, Body, Spirit, Cleanse, and author of the Mind, Body, Spirit, Cleanse ebook. This is our last Monday of the cleanse, and so I am really excited today to have this. What do I want to say? The completion of the 90-day transformational experience. There's always a grand opportunity in completion, so I'm excited about that. How are you ladies doing today?
Good.
Good.
Really
good. Are you here, present, and accounted for?
Yes.
I wanted us to start off this morning with if you were not on the call last week, we talked a little bit about what you've accomplished, what you've noticed about yourself, and I wanted us to continue that conversation today and also talk a little bit about how you can go deeper into the cleanse. I know some of you spoke last week about, you know, it's at the end and I'm just seeing so much about myself, and I want to go deeper. I'm kind of sorry, if you will, that it's over. And so this is going to be an opportunity, too, to explore going deeper into the cleanse for 2014. But if I want to kind of hear your experience, you know, how's it been? No, we missed you last week, Woman of Great Expectations. How's it been for you?
Well, last week was really was an example of what this cleanse has been for me, because I with my children off, I completely got my days mixed up, and so when I didn't know it was Monday. And so I was, and like, normally when I mess up like that, or, you know, I make a mistake like that, I make it mean so much about myself. Especially, you know, why are you forgetting? What's going on? And, you know, I beat myself up around it. And, like, through this cleanse, I recognize how often I do that kind of thing. And instead of, you know, I make it mean something. And then, like, my husband, I said, well, everybody forgets. Everybody does, you know, everybody messes up, you know. It's not about, you know, your illness or your something wrong with you or all the stuff you make it mean. And I was able to get off of it fast and say, oh, I missed it. But I bet y'all won't miss the next one. But I just got my days mixed up. And so,
right.
And I realized, like, through this cleanse, how often I talk, like, how difficult it was to stay on track a lot of times, and why that was. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, it wasn't about not having, like, not being committed or not wanting to giving up too fast. And it was more about, for me, the fear of what was opening up. And like, every time something opened up for me, I started backing away. And at least, you know, what I was able to do is really recognize that and say, okay, that's what that is, you know. And then questioning myself behind that. Why are you doing that? What are you afraid of? Where's your trust? Where's your faith? And realigning myself back. So it wasn't, I was at first like beating myself up again about not doing everything I said I was going to do, or, you know, when I messed up throughout the 90 days. And then instead of beating myself up about it, it was more about inquiring and understanding myself and how I function.
Mm-hmm.
And
being
able to realign myself. So that was just really appreciating who I am. For my, you know, who I am, and loving myself and understanding myself and forgiving myself. You know, this has really been for me.
Yeah, good. So, what are you looking forward to in seeing one of the questions? And I'm going to ask everyone this question, or these questions, actually. Mm-hmm. One of the questions in the handbook is, how do you make adjustments for the future? So what are some of the adjustments that you're going to make in the future now as a result of participating?
I think, what I intend on doing, one of the adjustments is to be still. I know, like, before I talked about, hearing, like, the voices that continuously talk, that, you know, all this continuous conversation that goes on with me. And being able to recognize the triggers of that pulls me away from God and saying, no, stop. That's it. That's, you know, that's what that is. It's not what it looks like. This is what it really is. And realigning myself back and doing that as soon as I feel it, as soon as I hear it. Putting people in place. I started putting people in place who can help me identify that. Being surrounded with more with sisters who are speaking the same thing, but also mentors who have been there or who have the wisdom. So those are definitely some things. Trying not to do so much as to be. That's another thing. Look at being about God's work and not doing God's work, but being who God has intended for me to be, being a work of God, a work of art for God.
That's good. That is good. Awesome. Well, I am looking forward to your evolution, and it's exciting to hear that you are putting together a personal board of directors, if you will be able to support you in the new development. Because yes, it's easy to revert to the old ways if you don't have a support system in place. And in part, that's what this sisterhood is also about, to be able to bring together women of like minds to engage in conversation of evolution of themselves in the space of being a woman of God. So it's also really inspiring to hear that you're going to have that personal board of directors outside of this. And as we continue, this particular bond will continue to grow deeper and expand and begin to give you access to even a deeper understanding and develop you even more into the woman that God is calling you to be.
Yeah.
And again, I'm looking forward to the evolution. So thank you for being a part of this, quest that we're on.
Yeah. And,
you're welcome.
But, you know, every woman on the pod.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh. Who, me?
Yep. You were saying some more.
I was going to say, for every woman who has been on this call, it's just been you've just been inspiring through listening to your accomplishments, to your setbacks, to your revelations, and it's been a really awesome experience, and I'm just grateful to have Lisa, you in my life, and all of the women that are on this call.
Thank you. We're grateful that you were here. So thank you too, and you're welcome. You're so welcome. Who else? What improvements are you gonna, or adjustments are you gonna make for the future? And any one of you can have our past participants joining us, so we can certainly engage in that dialogue as well. What adjustments are you going to make? Oh, and also, if you like, share some of the new developments and new insights that you've had second time around, just so Woman of Great Expectations and the other ladies can hear that. And then please share the adjustments you're going to make in the future. And we have the sound of thinking.
This is Committed Woman. I will go. I was just thinking back and reflecting over and looking back over my whole experience and seeing where I started out and how I have grown since then. This time around, I was getting more disciplined, more self-control, more trusting of the Spirit of God, just stepping back and allowing God to move in my life. I'm one that can say that I could have been pretty stubborn at times, and a lot of times wanting to do things my way, and I can look back at something that I can see that the Spirit was leading me to let go, and instead of just letting them go, I was having this talk with God back and forth, and then finally I would see myself, submitting and saying back to him, God, couldn't I just have submitted myself and submitted my way unto you without all the going back and forth? And at that point, I realized that it was more about me than it was about God. And for me, that's an eye-opener that, you know, we say we love God and we submit to God and all of this or whatever, but through it, he showed me that I love myself more than I actually loved him. So going forward, my goal is to just step aside and totally surrender unto God. And I see the more that I surrender, the more God is elevating, the more he is showing up in my life, the more he's making me trust him, even the more he is taking me places in my spiritual that has been blowing my mind. And I just want more of that. I don't want to stop. I want to continue on this journey to see where God and I end up. And if it means letting Tawanda go and allowing God to allow that woman that he has designed and created me to be to go forth, I am really looking forward to that woman.
Me too.
And I see women being... Huh? What were you saying?
No, go. No, I want to ask you a question. I got to ask this question. And if you're... I want you to finish your thought, but I definitely need to ask this question because I think it's imperative that we have a brief discussion about it.
Okay.
So finish your thought, and then I'm going to ask you a question about what you just said.
Okay. And when I look and I see that woman, because I have a vision of that woman, and when I see that woman, I want to be who that woman is. I see that woman as no longer hiding behind the mask, but being comfortable and confident in her skin. I see her being strong. I see her being a pillar. I see her being such an asset to other women that I have a story to tell, and that these women are waiting for the story that I have to tell. And I see her telling it.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes.
Yes. I just felt in my spirit. Whew, Lord, thank you. I feel like the spirit just confirmed what I just spoke out of my mouth.
Absolutely.
God, I thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
You said something. I think that is critical for every woman who will participate. And who will discover themselves as a woman of God. And I want you to talk about it just a little bit. And I actually want all of us to engage in a brief conversation about what you just said, that it wasn't about you, about God, but it was about you. You know, it was about what you wanted to do versus what you knew God wanted you to do or was calling you to do, or having what you wanted was more important. I can't remember the language that you used, but it was somewhere in that vein, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why do you think that was such a struggle?
Because...
Why did what you want overshadow what you knew God was calling you to do or what you knew was right and of God?
I believe it has something to do with the person that I have been shaped into, mm-hmm. which is being strong will, being independent, feeling like I was handling my life, my affairs, and everything, and I had it pretty much under control, and that's it. I felt like I was losing control of who I was built up to be, made the woman behind the mask, the woman behind all of that, you know, persona and person that I had been built up. And you know, when you build this person up, you think that person is something and somebody. And when you find out that you're not, that person or someone sees your imperfections or things like that leaves you insecure, not confident or whatever. And I found myself kind of losing control of who that person was. So instead of submitting that person unto God and saying, God, do what you want to do with this person, I was still somewhat trying to hold on to her. And fighting with God to allow him to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Mhm. And it's so good what you're saying. And there's so many people right now in the world fighting with God, fighting to hold on to the woman behind the mask. You know, they want to hold on to her because that's where control lies, seemingly. Seemingly, control lives inside of the woman behind the mask. And truly where power lives is in the surrendering of God, because he is almighty, and partnering with him and being one with him gives us access to our wildest dreams. There is no greater place to be than in the surrendering arms of God, except we want to do it our way. And there is no our way in the arms of God. You can't do it your way in the arms of God. It's just virtually impossible. But we do. We want to hold on to the persona, the history that we've been taught, or the notion that we've created in our own minds of who we should be. And oftentimes, even that notion that we create in our mind, that's not necessarily who we should be. That we have to be willing to investigate who God really is calling us to be and have that be in alignment with truly the Word of God. So I wanted to ask that question, and I'm actually interested in hearing more if you can answer this question. You know, what is it that has you be willing to, what is it that has you be willing to drown out the voice of God and be so committed to what you want that you miss him and miss what you know is right? What is it about that? What has you do that? Now, you mentioned the committed woman of God, that is control. What else
do you
think it is? And this is for everyone.
I don't know, because I believe that I put so much confidence and so much faith and so much into building that person up and all of that hiding and all of that. It was changing my mind about it. That's what it started to happen through the cleanses. Mm-hmm. And having a made-up mind that, okay, I want to I know that I am more. And this that I live in is not truth. And believe you just have to be, well, at first you're not ready. You're going to go through and allow God to show you yourself and show you your things and areas that you need to work on. And then once you start seeing those things, then he's really revealing the real you. And then once you start seeing the real you, you're quite like, wow, she's a mess. We need to do something about that. And so that's what made me, you know, want to continue on and to have my mind transformed. And I think the first step is realizing that you are a mess. And then ask yourself, what are you going to do about it?
Mm-hmm.
Can God help you with this mess and get this mess straightened up, or are you going to continue to live in the mess?
Right.
So it's a matter of making a choice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what God does. He
makes us identifying it. It's like first identifying the mess and then making a choice to be different.
Right.
To walk in the Word of God. Mm-hmm.
Right. And I feel that you don't know to do better if you don't know better.
Yeah.
And when you begin to know better, it's your choice to do better.
Yes.
And I think a lot of it has to do with a lack of knowledge. I heard something on yesterday that just kind of really blew my mind. In the Word of God, we were at church, and the Word said that we were ever learning but never coming into the full knowledge. And that is a word that is actually going to stick with me, because it kind of hit me in my heart like, wow, we are ever learning for never coming into the full knowledge. Now, and I'm on this quest because I wanted to come into the full knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to be learning. I want to come into the full knowledge. Because you can go on all your life learning and never get what you learn.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Which is why I asked you that question. Very good. Yes. Yes. Did you hear it? You know, I've witnessed it myself over the last few weeks in just being a watcher, just like being an observant. Being observing of myself and others, and noticing the unknown world that we all tend to live in. And what I mean by that is that we're operating in a world of not knowing what we're doing and what effect that has on our lives. You know, so we're not even present or conscious to what we're doing to ourselves, number one. And number two, when there is an introduction of learning, which is what you just mentioned, committed woman of God, that even in the learning of it, the full knowing of it does not necessarily, or the learning of it, as you've described it, does not change the way you approach life sometimes. So I believe we have to be willing to be open, like our spirit has to be open, one, to learn, and two, to be able to use that knowledge for making decisions. Sometimes we learn and we don't do anything. It's like what you say, once you know better, you do better. But sometimes we know and we still don't do better. So So it brings in the question, do you really know? Or did you just hear it?
And see, that's why this word struck me like that. Because ever learning, yeah, but never coming into the full knowledge. Knowledge,
yes,
okay, the first part of knowledge is know. And we don't know what we think we know a lot of times. But we're not in the full knowledge of it. You know how you ever have something hit you and you say, oh, now I get it. You learned it,
mm-hmm,
but you never really got it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. No, yes. Yes, it's one of the reasons why the evolution and the deeper cleanse is so critically important, because what we've, in essence, done is created an opportunity for learning to occur, and now you can move into this space of more learning, but also in the world of actually knowing it so you can fully apply. So I think this is great. Yeah, absolutely. That's what the cleanse is all about. For me, I've been in it for 12 years. I'm still getting to know things. It doesn't stop. We have to be willing to constantly evolve, and the more we evolve, the more we need, and the more we learn, and the more we grow, and the more we grow, the more we need to grow. I think God continues to pull us to our highest and greater selves. The more we grow, the more he asks of us. So absolutely, I agree. I concur. I think all of that is right on. What are some of the other ladies hearing out of this conversation? I want to make sure that we get to our prayer this morning, and also talk about how you continue. But I wanted to just address that committed woman of God, because you really did hit the nail on the head this morning with wanting to do things our way versus submitting to God and doing those things in alignment with his word. And we have our own justifiable reasons as to why we want to do that. We want to hold on to that persona or that person we think we are, which is not even necessarily our authentic selves. We want to hold on to that oftentimes. Who else has something to share regarding what we were talking about this morning?
I think what we're talking about mirrors what Marianne Williamson said, is that sometimes we know better, we do better, but then sometimes, whether it be lack of, you can look at it as lack of faith or fear of success. Like, well, no, that's not for me. I'm not supposed to be that successful. That's for them. But you want it, but then you turn off your own light. You build your house with your left hand and you knock it down with your right. So I could see that poem coming into play right now. That sometimes we're just afraid of what we don't know. We know that if we put the food down, you know, or whatever it is, the goal is, we'll have success in this. But sometimes I feel it's just a fear like, oh, my God, I will have success. I don't know what I'll do if I have that, you know. And we second guess the promises.
Mm-hmm.
We second guess the promises.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love the way you defined it. It's like we become afraid of success. Or here's the opposing side, which we don't typically look here. We think what we're doing is success, and we don't want to give that up.
Right.
I'm not giving up. I got all this. I'm not doing that for God because I like this, whatever this is. I like this carrying on. Good for me. It's working for me, although it may not be in alignment with who God is calling you to be or in alignment with God's word.
And I think change is something that's very hard for people. But, you know, for change, we will it, But when it's on the horizon, we're like, all right, right, but never mind. Maybe I didn't really want all that right there. But, yeah, change. Like you said, you might be comfortable. You like what you're doing. And you think this is it. I've met my goals. I just read something recently, and it talked about, I posted it, like, are you creating the life that you want, or are you maintaining the life that you have? And I had to sit with that, and I'm still sitting with it, because that was deep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, are you creating the life that you want? Are you walking into who you're supposed to be, or are you maintaining? Because you are maintaining, so that's good enough. You know, so these type cleanses do help you to get there. But now that you know better, the question is, will we do better? That's where the challenge is. You know better. You know what you ought to do. Now, will you do it? Will you have faith enough to do it? Courage enough to do it?
Yes.
And what will it take for you to do it? Which is a good conversation to be having on this Monday as we say goodbye to 2013.
Yeah.
It's like a prelude into the next phase. Do what you can do today while it's still called today, but with the societal mindset of 2014, we're gonna set it off, we're gonna do this. Like, what are you willing to do? What am I willing to do? You know, what am I willing to do?
What real pain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, what real change are you going to make? Like, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that you will walk in the space of who you are truly destined to be, and are you willing to shake it all up to be able to do that, and not sacrifice who God is in the process? You know, because this is not always all about us as women. This is about walking in the Word of God as women of God and being vessels for Him. Mm-hmm. So that's good. Very good. It's like, are we afraid of success? You know, maybe we don't do it because we're afraid of the success, and maybe we're so successful or comfortable in the success or comfortable in the thrill or comfortable in the idea and the possibility that we don't really want to fully commit. Damn. Is this something for us to ponder about as we go into 2014? Because this is about a new evolution of who you are. It's not about a new revolution, but a new evolution of who you are going to be in 2014. And that's where we are now at the end of this cleanse. It's like we've got to determine now for ourselves and choose powerfully who we're going to be in 2014 as a result of participating fully in the cleanse. And I'm right there myself, and I'm having some interesting and challenging conversations right now, because, and I would say interesting and challenging more so for the people I'm having the conversations with than for me, because I'm very clear now about who I'm going to be. It's a matter of cleaning things up so it falls in alignment with that. So it really is about that now. Who else has something to share before we go into our prayer? Anything you see, any insights, comments? No? Okay. What are we asking God for this week? And after we go through our prayer, we'll talk about continuing and how you do that and how we set ourselves up to be powerful, extraordinary women in 2014. What are we asking God for this week? And committed woman of God, would you be willing to pray? Our willing vessel is in Dallas at a conference and will not be with us this morning. So if you would be willing to pray, that would be great.
Okay. All right. Preparing myself. Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, what are we asking God for?
Well, this is Nexus. I'm asking for strength in the times of uncomfortableness. similar to what we just talked about, when there's change, one of the fears, I believe, at least I'll speak for myself, is of being uncomfortable, because I don't want to be uncomfortable. You know, I want things to be comfortable. So even though I know being uncomfortable will lead me to a more positive place, that pain sometimes, that, you know, that catharsis going through the pain, sometimes you don't, you want to skip that part. And, you know, so that eliminates an emotion, which basically eliminates a feeling. So just keeping my ego at bay to allow me to feel, even if it hurts. So I'm praying for, just take me through the uncomfortable times, because when you are changing and aligning yourself with God's vision for who you're supposed to be, there's a lot of uncomfortableness in that. You know, you have to let go of some things, some people, some attitudes, some beliefs, and it's uncomfortable. And, you know, speaking for myself, I don't want to be uncomfortable. So I'm asking God this week, as I close out 2013, and He continues to reveal where I need to be, no matter what, if it's personal or professional, that to help me through the uncomfortable times, so I can get to where I need to be.
Absolutely, absolutely, mm-hmm. And that's great, Nexus. It's like strength in the times of being uncomfortable, and you know that really is where the evolution occurs. It's willing to be in those uncomfortable places and speak truth and create a new realm of reality for yourself and other people. Absolutely. So I concur with you on that one. Who else? And what else are we asking God for?
This is Woman of Great Expectation. I am asking God for continuous direction and path for me. I am asking God for deliverance from what I think I should be and my own understanding. And for clarity in who He's calling me to be, I'm asking for direction and surrendering onto Him continuously, growing in Him, and doing it fearlessly.
Continuous direction, deliverance from what he thinks it should be, deliverance, clarity in who He's calling you to be, and continuous growth, just continuous growth, growing in Him. Okay. Who else? What else? We asking God for?
Good morning. This is Godly Example. I am asking this week and for the rest of the year for wisdom in my inquisitiveness. I want to let go of going with the flow. You know, whatever is said is, oh, well, you know, they said it, so that's the way it is. And actually become more inquisitive and ask the uncomfortable questions in all situations, be it at home or at work or, you know, in the women's groups I'm involved in, and just stop accepting what is there and really getting to the root of whatever is put in front of me, and exercising my power to decide what is right for me, what's right for my family, and what is right for the role God has put me on this earth to play. So I am, and then I'm also asking for the, I don't even know how you would word this, but the no turning back, no reverting back to, you know, lowly, meek, and mild, but walking in that, what you know, walking into my destiny, I guess. So, okay, so you reword that so I can write it down.
Can you reword that part right now? You want to continue to move forward.
Yes.
Remember, I'm going to say it that way. It's like you want to always look ahead.
Yes.
You know, one of the things that I've learned over time is that, you know, speaking things negatively, meaning not, the brain doesn't comprehend that. So you want to speak it in the positive. So, you know, always moving, looking forward.
Got it.
And so you have a focused intention. So it's not like you're trying to not do something. You are only focused on doing something. And in this case, you're focused on always moving forward.
That's good.
So I heard you say that. And then I also heard you say wisdom and being inquisitive, letting go of going with the flow, and really being interested and inquisitive about life, asking those uncomfortable questions in every area of life, and being fully engaged in your power of what's right for you, determining what's right for you in a space of inquisitiveness, really. So, you know, one of the things I declared just a few months ago, I think, maybe even less than 2 months ago, was being comfortable where I am and always discovering who I am to be. I hear that in you, like being comfortable that you're comfortable with who you are now, you know, the power of who you are now, and discovering more of who you are to become or who you are becoming. And being willing to inquire rather than just to sit what you hear and see if it's right for you or not. Would that be accurately stated?
Accurately stated. Thank you very much.
You are welcome. You're welcome. Who else? I know we have a woman who has discovered who she is, I think. Do we not have her on the line with us this morning?
Yeah. I am here, President accounted for. I am asking God to continue to free me and that he be at the head of my committee and that he will continue to let me move without filters, except unless it be of him, his spirit leading and guiding me. I'm also asking God to continue to prepare me to walk in my purpose and see he's moving in my life. So I thank him for that, and I want him to continue to do that. And like God's example said, not let me revert and go back to the shell that I was once in. Also, I'm asking God to continue to allow me to hear his voice more clearly and to continue to give me instructions daily as to what he would have me to do going forward. And I'm continuing on this cleanse and continue on my evolution and finding out who I am as we go forth.
Very good. Asking God to be the head of your committee. I love that, by the way. He can be the head of your committee and have him run your meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, definitely.
And to, huh?
No, I was saying yes, definitely.
Yeah, oh, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to filter through the stuff and prepare you to walk in your purpose and to continue forward with great intention and to continue to hear his voice and continue on the cleanse to be in discovery
mm-hmm.
of who you are, more of who you are.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this confident woman.
Yeah.
Asking
God to keep me intentionally focused. I am asking God for discernment and wisdom and ownership of a look and a walk and confidence in him, so that I will always be a beacon of light for what confidence looks like in him.
Internal focus, discernment, with ownership of a look and walk of confidence in him. So I think you say you want to be a beacon of confidence in God. Yes. I'm asking God for all of it that you just mentioned. I love it. All of it. And also to be a continued voice for women, for God, and that he continues to use me to be that, thins and stretches me more to be that voice. And have his primary focus on me to be that for myself, so that I can be a greater light. Oh, and we had one young lady who, willing worker, who emailed hers in this morning. Her purpose is for spiritual safety. We can be filled with the Holy Spirit. A good prayer life, the gift of tongues, but do we have a safe place with God? So spiritual safety is what she's asking God for. And being a committed woman of God?
Okay, committed woman of God is asking God for healing. I'm lifting up my granddaughter in healing, and I'm also asking for healing for all the women that is a part of this cleanse. Also asking God to always be doing the things that God is placing in my spirit and being productive in all things. I'm asking God for discipline, self-control, more trust in him. Walking in my purpose with confidence. And being that voice for women as he will have me to be. Willing to tell the story.
That's right.
Okay. Healing for all women, your granddaughter doing the things that God has laid in your spirit to do, being a voice for women and willing to tell your story. All right, let us go to him in prayer, please.
Okay. Father God, as we come before you this morning, God, we ask you to be one in the midst, God, as we gather here, two or three, even more, God. We ask that you be in the midst on this morning, God. God, first of all, we ask you, God, to forgive us for any sins, God, known and unknown, God, that when we come before you, God, that we lift up clean and holy hands before you, God. Oh, God, that you look at us and see that we have a pure heart, God. God, and our heart is geared towards you, God. Oh, God, we ask you to help us to forget about ourselves, God, that we might glorify the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I'm coming to you, God, with our prayers and our supplications, God. God, you already know what we need and how we need it, God, but you said if we ask you, God, that you would do it for us, God. Oh, God, we're looking unto the hills this morning from which cometh our help, God, and we know that all our help comes from you, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to give us strength, God. Oh, God, build us up where we're torn down, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to continuously give us direction, God, and guidance, God, and leadership, God, in the things that we need to do, God, in everything that we do, God, in our whole life, God, in our spiritual life, God, in our work life, God, in everything, God, we ask you to continue to give us direction, God. Oh, God, we ask you to deliver us, God, and give us understanding of the things that you are teaching us, God. Oh, God, we ask you to bring us into the knowledge, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, because you said without lack of knowledge, we perish, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for giving us knowledge, God, of the things that you have given us, God. Oh, God, and let us write them down on the tables of our heart, God. Oh, God, that we might not sin against thee, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for giving us clarity, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for giving us clarity of the things that are of you, God, the things that are here naturally, God, the things that we need to understand, God, without a with insurety, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to help us to surrender, God. Fearlessly surrender unto you, God. Surrender it all unto you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that you might take us to that place, God, that we never imagined that we would be in, God. Oh, God, the places that we would walk in, God, that we never thought that we would walk in, God. The things that we would do, God, that we never thought that we would be able to do, God. Oh, God, but we know that we can do all things through you, strengthen us, God. And God, for that we say thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the growth that you have already allowed us to see, God. Oh, God, and we thank you, God, for the growth even yet further, God. Oh, God, even as we go on, God, even as we go deeper into the cleanse, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now for the growth, God. We thank you for the wisdom, God, the understanding and the knowledge, God. Oh, God, the understanding of the things that you give us, God. The understanding, God, of how to use the things that you give us wisely, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the flow, God, for going with your flow, not just going with the flow, God, but God seeking you in all things, acknowledging you in all things, God, and going with that flow, God. Oh, God, not just the flow, God, just because, God, not just accepting anything that is placed before us, God, but God, knowing that there is yet greater purpose in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Help us to go with your flow, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to help us to be more inquisitive, God. Question the things, God. Oh, God, that until we get an understanding of what it is that you're trying to tell us to do, God, the places you're trying to lead us into, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, and we ask you, God, to help us to continue to be a beacon and a light, God, for all women, God, no matter what their status is, God. In the name of Jesus, God, there's no big, there's no little woman, God. In the name of Jesus, God. But, God, let us be willing to help anyone, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you to help us to get to the root of things, God, in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, the root of things, God, that keep us, God, from pressing forward towards the mark of a higher calling, which is in Christ Jesus, God. Oh, God, even the things, God, that you have placed before us, God. Help us to press forward towards that and not look back, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let those things that are behind us be those former things, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Those things that we don't even want to look back at, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But we want to keep pressing forward, God. Pressing forward to those things, God, that you have set before us, God. Pressing forward to those visions that we are seeing, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask you, God, to help us to exercise our power, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, you said that we could speak a thing and it could be so, God. In the name of Jesus, God, if we have the faith the size of a mustard seed, God, that we could move mountains, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us have the faith, God, that we can move the mountains, God. Oh, God, let us exercise that power that you have already given us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Help us not to be comfortable, God. In the name of Jesus, God, in the state that we are right now, God. Oh, God, but help us, God, to be confident women in the places that you are moving us into, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Help us to bust out of our ordinary, God. In the name of Jesus, and walk in our extraordinary, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you for taking us into the extraordinary, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, God, for freedom, God. Freedom in your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you for heading up our committee members, God. Being the head of all of our committee members, God. Oh, God, set them up, God. Line them up, God, when they need to be used, God, and when we don't need to use them, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Oh, God, for leading us and guiding us, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God, for no turning back, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But we're moving forward, God, in the things of Christ, God, in the things that you will have us to do here in the natural realm, God, in the things you'll have us to do in the spirit realm, God. Oh, God, I thank you and praise you, God. Thank you for continuing on this cleanse, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And as we go on, God, oh, God, the things that you cleanse us from, God, let us not go back and pick them up, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let our minds not turn back towards them again, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, but help us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Allow this mind to be in us that was also in Christ Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for filtering through the stuff, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, and helping us to filter through the stuff, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that we might hear your voice, God. Oh, God, when your voice speak, God, you said we should know your voice, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help us to know your voice the more, God. Oh, God, that we might walk, God, as your voice lead us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for focus, God. Oh, God, let us focus on the things of you, God. Oh, God, because you said if we keep our mind stayed on you, God, that you would keep us in the perfect peace, God. Oh, God, and we need our mind to be in peace, God, that we might hear the things of God in the name of Jesus, God, those things that you're leading us into, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for your wisdom, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for how we're going to be walking in confidence, God, for how we're going to be disciplined and self-controlled, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for healing all women, God. All the women in this cleanse, God. Oh, God, they're making us whole, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for how you're teaching us to trust you, God, how to lean on you, how to depend on you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thanking you, God, for how you got us as a voice, God, and we're willing to tell the story, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We're willing to become from behind the mask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, and be the women of God that you have designed, God, for us to be. God, to walk in our purpose, God, to walk boldly in our purpose, God, to walk strong and upright in our purpose, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, God, for being a continued voice for all women, God. Oh, God, we thank you for strength, God, and we thank you, God, for a greater light, God, a greater light, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that when people look upon our lives, God, that they know, God, that we have been in your presence, God, and, God, that you work with us and you deal with us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And most of all, God, we will be true women, God. We will live by truth, God. We will live by truth, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. No more hiding behind the mask, God, but unveil us, God. Unveil us the more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for the unveiling, God, of the true women of God, in the name of Jesus, God. Successful women of God, in the name of Jesus, God. Righteous women of God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you. God, I praise you, God. God, I praise you, God. God, I thank you, God. God, I thank you, God, for every woman's voice, God, for every woman's story, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, I thank you. And God, all these things I ask, God, in your Son Jesus' name. In your Son Jesus' name, we pray, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And it is so, God. It is so, God. And it is so, God. I thank you. God, thank you, God. I thank you.
Thank you, God.
God, I thank you. God, I thank you for hearing us this morning, God. God, I thank you for hearing our hearts on this morning, God. Thank you, God. God, I thank you, God. I thank you, God. For hearing the sincerity of our hearts on this morning, God. Thank you, God, for it is so, it is so, it is so, it is so. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
I declare and decree that I will be a voice for women in a greater volumes in 2014, that he will stretch me in ways that I didn't think possible, and I will expand and be more like him, for women. And it is so.
It is so.
So. I declare and decree I will walk in wisdom and use that wisdom to be more inquisitive and to ask the questions and to increase my power in who God has called me to be. I will not turn back. I will only
look ahead and move forward. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, and it is so.
And it is so.
And it is so.
I declare and decree to stand in the face of adversity and change and uncomfortableness. 2013 is yesterday, and as I'll go into 2014, I will go cognizant that there will be times, not just cognizant, but cognizant and accepting that there will be times I will be in the valley, and there will be times I will be in the mountain, and it's all part of God's plan. Therefore, I need not to dissect which ones I want, but to go through accordingly. I declare and decree that, and it is so.
It is so.
It is so.
Amen.
I declare and decree greatness in Jesus' name. I declare and decree that I declare decree surrenderance onto Him, letting go of everything that I've known myself to be and trust who God has intended for me to be. And doing this without fear or without question. In Jesus' name. And it is so.
And it is so.
It is so.
And it is so.
I declare and decree that I will walk in the purpose that God has set before me, that I will be prepared and ready when He calls me. I declare and decree that I won't turn back or look back or revert back to where He has brought me from. I declare and decree I'll be able to hear His voice more clearly. I declare and decree greatness for each and every woman on the phone call and deliverance for each and every woman on the phone call. I declare and decree that 2014 will be even a greater year for each and every woman. It is so.
It is so.
And it is so. And it is so.
It is so. I decree and declare intentional focus and discernment. I decree and declare that I will be a beacon of confidence in God's name. And all women who come in my path will have confidence and have access to Him. And it is so.
And it is so.
And it is so.
I declare and decree healing for all women on the line and my granddaughter complete healing throughout her body. I declare and decree in the name of Jesus, always doing the things that God is placing in my spirit and being productive in all things. I declare and decree discipline over my life in Jesus' name. I declare and decree self-control in Jesus' name. I declare and decree trust in Jesus' name. I declare and decree walking always in my purpose with confidence in Jesus' name. I declare and decree to be willing to tell the story in Jesus' name. These things I declare in Jesus' name. And it is so.
And it is so.
It is so.
And it is so. And it is so. Ladies, we are about and ready, I should say, to embark on an incredible year. God will do some miraculous things in 2014 as we declare ourselves a light, a beacon, and a voice for women as we declare our own transformation to be greater vessels of God. There will be extreme transformation for all of us who have participated and committed ourselves to be greater women of God. We are going to go deeper starting on February 3rd. We will take just a little bit of a break. February 3rd, we will go deeper. We will send information regarding that committed woman of God who has been, and you've heard her surrender herself to be a voice for women, will be facilitating that deeper cleanse for an additional 3 months. I may pop in from time to time to participate and contribute, and we also discussed a physical meeting, either physically live or via Skype, so we will have a personal face-to-face discussion in some form or fashion. To continue in the deeper cleanse, you have to go to www.mindbodyspiritcleanse.com and make a contribution of $45. And we're doing that because there are some administrative costs to cover the show and just some administrative things that we want assistance with. If you can do that, that would certainly support us in our continued ability to have these conversations and be in this transformational dialogue. So again, it's mindbodyspiritcleanse.com. We'll send an email out regarding that. You simply make a contribution of $45. It is where you will see gratitude payments on the website. You can certainly make more of a contribution if you choose to do that. But that's where you would register for the deeper cleanse on February 3rd. We are excited about it as a team because we know that we are going to be greater vessels and women of God. We've all participated. The team has all participated within the last year, and we are now going into year number 2. So we are excited about what we are going to embark upon regarding going deeper. One of the things that I had read to the young ladies when we started the deeper cleanse this year, in fact, we started in 2012, October of 2012, and then we did a deeper cleanse this year. And one of the things that I read, which you've probably heard committed woman of God talk about a lot, is who's the woman behind the mask? When we close our eyes at night, who do we see? When we wake up in the morning, who do we be? Are we what we see? Are we? The question to truly answer is, are you who we see by day or who you see at night in your quietest moments? Publicly, we are the leaders, community activists, mothers, wives, sisters, aunts, businesswomen, writers, poets, spiritual leaders, pastors, even ministers, and successful, I might add. But again, I ask, are you truly who we see? Are who the world expects us to be? Are we truly who we see? Who's the woman behind the mask? As you continue to go deeper on February 3rd, you will be able to answer that question. That is going to be the basis of your continued transformation. Committed woman of God will again facilitate that, and you guys will go deeper into this inquiry about who you are. I also suggest and request that you, as you engage for those 90 days, that you begin to look at how you can evolve and manifest, not just discover in 2014's deeper cleanse, but you actually make some things happen that are consistent or that is consistent with who you say you are. So remember that you are to make some things happen during that 3 months. So as you inquire and you discover more of who you are, just be sure to create some concrete results for yourself because God wants you to be voices for Him. Any questions or comments or shares regarding this cleanse or anything you want to say before we complete? for 2013 and start in 2014.
Well, this is Nexus. Thank you, Lisa, for bringing it together. Thank you, God, for bringing it together. Thank you, Lisa, for allowing yourself to be used. Thank you, every lady on this call, especially my two. I never remember the names. I'm still challenged weeks later with your sharing, so that was impactful to date for me. So I look forward to meeting and or working with everyone in the year 2014. God spares life. Love you all, and thank you for your contribution towards my growth and towards your own growth.
Thank you. Any others? I want to say thank you as well. Thank you for submitting, committing, and being willing to participate in this unknown transformational experience. I know for some of you, you may not have known what it was going to be, what it was going to be like, but you committed and submitted and continuously came, even in the face of confronting some of your greatest challenges. That says to me that you are standing for something greater for yourself and standing with God. So I say thank you. As a voice and a beacon for all women, I say thank you. Thank you for participating with me. And thank you for participating with God. If there is nothing else, I want to make sure there is nothing else, we're going to complete with "You Came Into This World." Nothing lacking, nothing missing, fully equipped to fulfill on God's divine purpose for your life. All things are in perfect order, moving and adjusting to work in your favor for your highest and greatest good. Anything hindering success in your purpose and destiny was created in your mind and has no just cause. Your only job is to continuously renew your mind, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. God has ordained you with all that you need. You are a deliberate creation of God. Last but not least, Woman of Great Insight is not here because she is doing her godly thing right now. Willing Vessel is also being the minister pastor that she has been ordained to be in Dallas currently, and others are fully engaged right now in things that they had to take care of this morning. But I did want to say that they wanted me to let you know that they were here in spirit and not participating live. So until next time, ladies, have a great, extraordinary rest of the year and a blowout, extremely powerful 2014. I love you.
Amen.
And know that the power lives within you, and it's always been there. Take care.
Love you too, Lisa.
I love you all. Love you.
But when